conspiracy, obstruction, bank fraud. These are just some of the federal charges facing Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Catherine Kealoha, her husband, former Honolulu Police Chief Louis Kealoha, and four HPD officers. Here is Acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California, Alana Robinson.
The 20-count indictment describes a complex web of fraud, deception, and obstruction by a husband and wife team so desperate to fund their lifestyle that they swindled hundreds of thousands of dollars from banks, credit unions, and some of the most vulnerable members of the community.
The indictment centers around Catherine Kealoha allegedly stealing $167,000 from a trust fund set up for two minors placed under her guardianship by the Hawaii State Court. Robinson says the Kealohas used the stolen money to pay for personal expenses, including their mortgage, tens of thousands of dollars in bank loans, as well as
car payments for a Maserati and a Mercedes-Benz, Elton John concert tickets, travel expenses, restaurant trip, even a trip to Disneyland, donations to charity, as well as the $26,000 brunch tab at the Sheraton Waikiki to celebrate Louis Kealoha's induction as the police chief in 2009.
Robinson says Catherine's family began asking questions, and in an effort to discredit her family's accusations and cover up the alleged financial crime, the Kealohas staged the mailbox theft. They accused Catherine's uncle, Gerard Puana, of stealing the Kealoha's mailbox and subsequently worked with the four officers to build a false case.
They selectively edited video surveillance. They falsely identified the uncle as the culprit captured in the video. They falsified police reports. They withheld or failed to investigate critical evidence. They unlawfully conducted surveillance and searches, planted evidence, and lied to federal prosecutors and investigators.
That investigation led to Puana's arrest and prosecution, which ended in a mistrial. In federal court last Friday, the Kealohas pleaded not guilty to the charges and were released on bail. The Honolulu Prosecutor's Office says Catherine has been placed on leave without pay. Meanwhile, the Honolulu Police Department marches on. Acting Police Chief Kari Okimoto asked the public not to let the actions of a few officers taint the entire department.
These allegations are extremely serious. I want to assure the public that the actions that have been alleged do not represent the values of HPD. HPD has been and will continue to cooperate with the federal investigators.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.